Mr. President, Director General, distinguished delegates, I bring you greetings from the President and the people of Zambia. And on their behalf, I join my fellow delegates in congratulating you, Mr. President, on your elevation to this high office. We are looking forward to your guidance as we deliberate the important issues of health. I thank you, Director General, on your clear and forthright statement guiding the world community on the way forward for individual, national, and global health. In particular, Zambia appreciates your articulation of progress towards the attainment of the health-related Millennium Development Goals, which we in Zambia have pursued with vigor and on which we continue to focus as we approach the year 2015. We have concerns. We have invested heavily in infrastructure, but we remain concerned by the continuing inadequacy of healthcare coverage in our own country and elsewhere, both in quantity and quality. Within this, we recognize in particular the continuing inadequacy in human resources for health, in spite of scaling up the training of health workers. The continuing weakness in the quality and quantity of pharmaceutical supplies, in spite of increasing expenditure on pharmaceuticals. The rising incidence of non-communicable diseases, and above all, the dwindling financial resources available to healthcare, which led us to triple budgetary allocation in 2 years and now stands at 11.3% of national budget. Zambia therefore endorses the call for a focus on universal healthcare coverage in the follow-up to 2015, with particular emphasis on the system issues of human resources for health, pharmaceutical supplies, including local production and monitoring of counterfeit medicines, control of non-communicable diseases, and mechanisms such as social health insurance for the mobilization of financial resources. We believe that health should be and remain at the core of the post-2015 development agenda. Thank you, Mr. President.